Morning, fellow sojourners. It is the 30th of March, 2024. It's Easter weekend. And our title for our teaching this week is When It's Just Plain Unfair. It's lambing season for us at the moment, and I'm so pleased it's a bit earlier this year. Sometimes it's in the middle of winter, and I always feel so sorry for the babies when they're born in the night, and quite frankly marvel at how they survive when it is so cold. The winter is also tough on us if we need to bottle feed any of them, because this usually happens when they are prem, if the mother has no milk, or if the mom rejects the baby. And these feeds usually need to happen 4 hourly, and let me tell you, it's brutal when it's cold. This year, we've been blessed with big, strong, healthy lambs, except for one. And it didn't take long for me to aptly name her Tiny. She was so cute and quickly crept into my heart. The most special thing for me is that within 2 feeds, she knew my voice and would immediately respond by bleating and coming to me. Isn't that amazing? It immediately reminded me of the verse in John 10, verse 27, which says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow me." This verse just came alive for me for the first time. I can't even put into words how special it is. In fact, at one point I phoned my mom to check on little one, and she heard my voice over the phone. Her vulnerability and dependence on me was so touching. On day 2, Tiny was doing well at first, but late on her 2nd day in this world, she started showing signs of weakness, and at 2:30 on Wednesday morning, she took her last breath in my arms. I was devastated. Even though I was so grateful that she was not alone, I just felt so helpless, and the total unfairness of it all gripped me like a vice, and that feeling just wouldn't lift for days. As always, I prepare my heart for Easter, but never before has it been more real for me. Have you noticed how often the Bible uses the metaphor of a lamb to describe Jesus? And here are a few. John 1 verse 29 says, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" Revelation 12 verse 11 says, "And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death." In Isaiah 53 verse 7, it says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth." In 1 Peter 1 verse 18-19, it says, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with incorruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." And then 1 Peter 2 verse 22, "Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth." When I was younger, I often wondered why they referred to him as a lamb. After all, isn't it better to focus on the power of God rather than his vulnerability? Isn't the Lion of Judah just so much more appealing when you're trying to market something? Particularly today, when we need power, we need stories with good endings. But let me tell you, as I held that precious baby in my arms, the parallels made to Jesus, which have been taught to me for years, became more real to me than I could ever, ever have asked for. I couldn't bear it, particularly when we look at the parallels in his death. This little lamb had been rejected by the only one she knew in this big world, her mommy. My heart broke as I watched her try and feed off other mommies, only to be headbutted and rejected even more. Jesus was rejected by so many, even his nearest and dearest. In his last days, the same disciples that loved and supported him scattered and deserted him. Matthew 26 verse 31 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered.'" The second thing I want to look at is that my little Tiny was forsaken when she needed her mommy the most. She was prem. The night temperatures are definitely colder now. And of course, she was sick and weak. Everyone needs a loved one close when you feel that way. So too, Jesus was forsaken, and forsaken means abandoned and deserted by his father as he died the cruelest, most brutal death possible. Can you even begin to imagine? Matthew 27 verse 46 says, "And about the 9th hour, Jesus cried, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?'" God is so holy, and because Jesus was carrying the sin of the world, he couldn't be near. Thirdly, my little lamb was with me, and even though I tried everything I could to help her, I couldn't begin to understand what she was going through, never mind understand her little moans. Jesus had people who loved him in the crowd at his crucifixion, but they could do nothing to help him, and there's no describing the absolute frustration and helplessness. Just for a moment, imagine what his mom must have felt like. In John 19, verse 25, we read, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene." She knew this had to happen, but that wouldn't have made it any more bearable. At some point, my little one was suffering so much, I knew it would be better for her to go, but man, I just couldn't handle it. And then lastly, little Tiny was so innocent, and there was no reason that she had to die. For the past 2 days, I've gone over and over in my head the decisions I made while taking care of her and wondered if I had made a mistake that might have led to her demise. Either way, she was innocent and shouldn't have died. Jesus died in the same way. He was totally innocent and yet died for every sin and bad decision that every one of us has ever made. He should never have died based on merit, and yet he did. 1 Peter verse 22 says, "Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth." In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, it says, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness in God, righteousness of God in him." Unlike Tony, though, Jesus chose to die for us, and it was not easy. We read that he sweat blood and he begged for this cup of suffering to pass. In fact, if we read in Matthew 26, verse 39, he said he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He chose to die for all of us, even the most undeserving. I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to die for anyone else. In fact, I don't even like taking the rap for something or for anyone else when I know without a doubt that I have done nothing wrong or that I'm innocent. And if I absolutely had no choice and was forced to lay my life down for someone, man, I would be super selective. Jesus died for each and every one of us. Thank God he didn't have to select or have the choice to select. This Easter weekend is so much more special than some time off work. It is everything, when we can truly see it through the eyes of a little lamb. A lamb that would have lived and fought tooth and nail to do so, but who died for reasons that were not her fault. Imagine how much more precious that it was done willingly by Jesus, out of love, despite his own innocence. In John 10, verse 17, it says, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down, and I have power to take it again." And not one of us can say that we are innocent or that we deserve it. Please make this Easter different and take some time to consider the huge price that Jesus paid for us and how difficult it must have been for him to die for us when he also knew that he was totally innocent. This weekend, let's honor him, let's love him, let's appreciate him. I hope you have an awesome, restful, and blessed weekend. Goodbye.